Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is July 4th. I'm here today with Nick Dais.
Yo.
My name's Aunt Vino.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
What?
Oh,
we didn't, what?
You started recording?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Forget it. Okay, Jesus.
So?
You did my intro?
I did.
All right, anyways. You're
doing so well.
Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's Monday, July 4th. 4th of July.
It is. America.
Everyone's got America shit. Do you?
I do, yeah. I got my jersey.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have an American flag vest that I'm not wearing currently, but I have it here.
I'm wearing red, white, and blue tank.
And
blue sunglasses.
My American flag bathing suit.
Do.
Also.
You have that.
Solid.
And I'm getting a tattoo today of the American flag.
Shit, I have two of them.
That is a lie.
I won't go out and get a bald eagle tattooed on my back.
You would do some shit like that, 100%.
Spur of the moment.
Got something
spur
going.
Of the moment. Yeah, you got your tattoo on your chest is done now.
My pirate.
Your pirate? There he goes. What?
Got a problem?
Anyway, yeah, man. Today's July 4th, 4th of July, and I keep saying July 4th. It's the 4th of July because I'm American, okay?
I love those.
I'm having like a barbecue at my house. We're just going to get real shitty.
I already started drinking.
And yeah, we redid my backyard recently. There's a bunch of concrete there, so there's a lot of space to...
Very, very nice looking backyard now.
Yeah, it came out perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we still got some ways to go. There's no fence yet. There's just concrete and
just a random pole sticking in the middle of it.
Exactly, yeah, that's rare.
What the fuck are you talking about? You shut up. We were just talking about this before the podcast started. This is probably Davino's like probably 10th episode that he's been on.
10 time champ.
I do it for the kids.
That's it. Which kids?
All of them.
All the kids. All the different kinds.
The ones, you know, the ones that aren't born yet.
The things you say, the shit that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I wish we had fireworks though, but we don't.
We could. I could.
Yeah. Davino goes, yo, let's go get fireworks right now. Yeah. Let's drive to fucking Pennsylvania.
Nah.
Yo, wait, is it legal in Jersey?
It is. Yeah. You could get them in Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yo, you're dangerous with fireworks. Remember the one time in PS2?
Ooh. Oh.
Where the one tipped over and it was shooting. Yo.
Davino was like, I got this. Yo, and he put like a fireworks show on.
My parents were across the street watching. There was at least 30 people.
Yeah. It was pretty
packed. And I was like, yo, this is dope. I got a crowd. And then I was just setting them off one by one like an idiot because that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
And then it flipped.
One of them, one of the big ones Davino had, he lights it. It flips over. It shot right at me.
Yep.
And I fucking hopped over it and it exploded. It was like green fucking yo,
and,
lights
and
everywhere.
It was like the ones that get shot 300 feet into the sky.
Yeah, it
wasn't
like,
no little like
no
the
flares.
Ones on the floor that
it
go.
It sounded
off.
Like a fucking tank yeah. shot a missile. I was like, what the fuck?
I think that's what caused someone to call the cops.
I was just about to get that. The best part was this kid's in the middle of the park and the cops pull up. No lights or anything. And we're just like, yo, Davino. And he just turns around, what?
What the fuck do you want?
Yeah. No, I was ignoring you guys. I was like, yo, shut the fuck up. I was lighting them. And then you guys say it again, and I turn around, and there's a fucking flashlight in my face. I was like, oh.
They were literally like two steps behind Davino, and that's when he decided to turn around and go, what the fuck do you want? Oh, hello, officer. How you doing? And they were like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Did you get in trouble for that?
I got a summons. I told them, like, yo, listen, I'm done with all the good stuff. Here's the rest. Just take it. And the lady was like, yeah, what about in your pocket? Because I had the fucking firecrackers in my pocket. And I was like, yo, take those too. I don't want to go to jail. And my mom was across the street. What the fuck? Leave him.
Your mom
leave him alone.
How much was the summons?
I think like 120.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I was do that again.
I was waiting online that day because it was like months later you have to go. And people were like, yeah, yo, you get $700 and you get points. I'm like, chill. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
So it was like 120?
No, 120 bucks almost killed like half your friends. Would have been a good story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would have been great. That's not the first time that's ever happened to me because... Over in Garden Bay, they have that like.
Yeah, I got hit with those fireworks.
Is that today? Did they do them now?
Our boss said no.
Oh, well, they used to have like this fireworks show they would do. Like they had like a fucking roll of. Like it
and
looked like
would,
a fire
would,
hose of firecrackers.
They would dance on them.
Yeah, those guys were savages.
I would do it too.
They'd be drinking since like 7 a.m. And then at like 10 at night, they would have this fireworks show and they'd just be standing there. Fucking rockets are flying everywhere.
One of the better fireworks shows for like your average Joes is just put it together.
Hell
for sure.
That was so good.
And I remember one year when I went there, one of the, because they have like these metal things that they put the, what are they called, mortars?
Yeah.
They put those in and they the ones like mad high. That tipped over and shot. Right into
the
crowd.
Like the house too. It hit the
yeah, and I so it's like it shot right past my shoulder. like in between me and Josh. You heard the whistle. It was like, I was like, oh shit. And then there was an explosion and there was like purple fucking lights like exploded everywhere.
I'm pretty sure that would have put a hole in your chest.
Yeah, I would have been dead.
It was a mortar.
100%.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. You would have lost like a hand.
Yeah.
An arm, actually.
Jason Pierre-Paul on the Giants. Blew his fucking hand off.
You would have been hurt.
I'm surprised that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, I would have walked it off.
I will never let you like handle fireworks ever again.
I would walk it off. I have escaped death once.
Once?
When?
Memorial Day weekend. Not going to say who was driving that ATV.
I'm
not going to say who times. Was. And I escaped death. I came out with cracked ribs and hematoma.
I don't even know if I have escaped death. Oh, well, our fucking Yo, let plane me ride just say, Vegas.
When I got thrown off that ATV, everything goes into slow motion. So what was going through my head was, yo, bro, 50% chance you're going to live. You have no helmet on. Yeah, I went right into a tree.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah, I remember because Vegas.
You would have ruined my fucking Memorial Day weekend if you
would have
died.
Would you guys have came to my funeral?
You would have ruined it. No, I would have been upset. But I had a good weekend. This kid ruined it with his death.
Yo, I don't know how I didn't hit my head, but everyone drove past the crash site and was like, yo, how are you alive?
I remember he got pissed because Vegas was like 10 days later and I saw him. I was like, yo, what's up? I like smacked him on the side of his. Like, come on, man. You did that on
purpose. Yo, you didn't see my whole side was blue.
I remember
yellow.
In the pool. I was just like, yo, what the
hell?
It looked like he had, you know, like Tony Romo wears it like rib protector. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I was swollen. I had to hold my drink on my side. Oh my god, what happened? Nothing.
Great story though.
Shark.
I was
shark
telling TV. People that. Ready?
Yes.
Oh no.
My story was, oh my god, what happened? You're hurt. Well, I was just in the Summer X Games and I was qualifying in dirt bike racing and I cracked my ribs. So me and my friends, there was like fucking 14 of us. How do you not believe that? So we came here to celebrate my loss. Oh my god, that's crazy. Here's my tongue.
Oh my god.
It was great.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm fine now, but it's still hard as a rock.
Is it? When does it go away?
Some said that it'll be hard for like ever. And then I don't know. That's it.
Nice.
I'm not mad.
That's good.
Crack ribs are gone.
Just drink it off, you know? Don't drink too much. Don't end up like this.
Yeah, when you were boozing in Vegas, you didn't feel no pain.
No, I didn't, but it was hard to breathe.
Oh shit!
You don't understand. Crack ribs is hard.
Just drink it off. You know, I cracked my mom's ribs on the Super Bowl last year.
That's terrible.
Two years ago, not the last Super Bowl, the one before that.
I'm upset.
I was wearing a onesie of Superman, so I had superhuman strength. And I saw her, and I was like, "Oh, you're my mom. I love you." And I hugged her, and I like picked her up, and like I cracked one of her ribs. She was very upset. I felt terrible. I started crying. I was hammered.
It takes months to fucking heal.
Yeah, she was fucked up for a while.
Yeah, but I hated it. I hate cracked ribs.
My siblings still hold that against me.
A shout out to the kid.
You hurt your mom, though. That's terrible. Yeah, I'm going to start holding that against you, too.
Yeah, that was awful.
Such a great woman.
It's fucked up. Just drink it off, you know? Just don't end up like this dickhead. Because I remember, how long ago was that? Your 4th of July. That was the drunkest I've ever seen you.
Oh, man. That
had to be
bad.
Like 4 or 5 years. You still had a pool at the time.
Wow.
I was present.
Yo, that's the only thing I remember from that day was, well, two things.
Oh, you were in the pool.
Yes, but before that, we went and got beers to bring it to the Goonies' house.
Yeah.
Because we were going to go
there
after.
Wait, did I drive you? Was that the year I drove him there?
Yes,
you were screaming shit out the window like, yo, I'll fuck you up. And like some kid came up to the car and was going to fight you. I was like, yo, stop.
Dude.
I was driving. I had the Infiniti.
Yeah, the G35. Yep. Great car.
X.
Yo, I always used to tell people like, yo, there's no way you could get that drunk where you black out and you don't remember anything.
Yeah,
I was just like, yo, that's just bullshit. That never happens.
Yeah,
well, it was after that day.
Plenty of times.
Yo, so I remember
we had Bacardi like dragon fruit or some shit.
Yeah, I bought that. So we're all drinking in your pool. And the only thing I remember is Eric gets out the pool to go make a drink. And I'm like, yo, make me one also. And from what he said to me is the red Solo cup, he filled it up like 85% with alcohol. And then he just put cranberry in it just to give it color. And I just like chugged that. That's or like bad. Some I drank
I
it mad quick.
No, you
I
drank it. And then like you drank it progressively. And then I remember you being mad drunk and standing on the deck. And Dylan was like holding you up. And you're looking at me and I'm filming you. And I'm like, yo, who's going to win the Stanley Cup? And you're like, dude, Rangers. And I'm like, who's going to win the wow, I'm bugging out. The Super Bowl. You're like, the Giants. and then we're like, who's winning the gold medal or something? You're like, USA! And he was fucking hammered.
And then I just remember waking up in Tim's bed at like 3 a.m. and I had a panic attack because I'm like, yo, how'd I end up here?
Hold on.
Where am I?
Before that, we got to their house and we're in the backyard. And you guys had gotten there before me. I think you just like left right away. You just dropped them off, I think.
At Tim's, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just you there. And so I show up there and I'm with Keith. And I show up, Nick's in the kitchen. And he's fucking just whatever. And he's looking at me and he's looking at Johnny. He's going, yo, don't judge me, yo. I'm sorry. I'm like, the fuck is wrong?
Yo, I don't know why I wouldn't trust a med charging my phone. Why would you let him make you a drink?
It was Eric.
Eric.
Oh, it was Eric. Even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse. That kid, yo. That kid will try to kill him. My bad.
Try to ish.
The next day, I remember you were like, yo, you know you drove there? I was like, stopped. I was like, no, you're lying. Because you guys, there's no way you guys would ever let me get behind the wheel.
It was bad.
Yo, you were trying to fight people. Some dude came out to my car. You were like, yo, fight me. So he's like, all right. I'm like, no, leave him alone.
Yo, I don't remember anything for about 13 hours at all.
Yo, you were going crazy. I was like,
I remember you. I remember Keith was like helping you to the bathroom because you were throwing up, and you like threw up down his back or something like that.
Oh!
And he had like a soft brace on his neck because he had like just broken his neck or something. I don't know.
All right.
But then you were laying in the bed, and I was in the backyard and like playing drinking games, or whatever. And then someone's like, "Oh, Nick's upstairs. He's laying down," and like you were really bad. So I was like, "Yo, fuck it." I just went upstairs and laid in the bed next to him. Not in the same bed. There was like two beds there. I don't know why I'm like doing that like I'm mad. But like I was in a separate bed and I just kept looking over at him and he was like just passed out. I was just making sure he wasn't like throwing up and dying up there. Then, yo, so I was up there for like a couple of hours and I'm like, yo, I'm going to head home. So I head home. Then at like 11 o'clock at night, I get a phone call from Tim and I go, hello. And it's this kid. And he just goes, wow. And he sounds perfectly sober. He's like, yo, I don't know what the fuck happened today. I'm like, yo, you were fucking hammered, dude.
And then you were really bad, bro.
Yo, you guys could have told me I did anything. I would have believed it. I don't remember anything at all. If you could have told me, like, yo, you were just robbing liquor stores and, like, anything, I'd believe it. I'd be like, wow, yo, crazy.
Yeah. Did I tell you that? That's what happened to me? Some girl messaged me on Instagram, like, after Vegas, and she was like, were you at Daylight on Thursday? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you had the orange swim trunks on. I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, I think I met you there. I was like, oh, cool. And she was like, she's like, yeah, we shared a kiss after our Patron shot.
What?
And I was like, time out. I was like, I wasn't even drunk that day. I know that didn't happen. And but she ended up, I mean, I look like every white person ever, so I guess she was talking about someone else. Then I was talking to it with Sammy, and she goes, what if she said that about Wet Republic? And I was like, it probably happened.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Wet Republic, I don't remember anything. So if someone was like, oh, we were making out, I'd be like, fuck.
You came up to me, please help me. I'm drunk. Take care of me. I was like, yeah.
Yo, I do that all the time.
Some girl hit me up when I went to Encore the last day with Dom, Danny, and Dill. And she was like, yo, I just saw you in my ex-boyfriend's Snapchat story. I was like, yeah.
She saw you and her ex-boyfriend Snapchat story?
No, I was just in the background.
That's what I mean.
I was litten.
Litten.
Lit.
Did you say litten?
I was lit.
You did say litten. Litten. Like kitten.
Like kitten.
Jesus. Or mitten.
Shout out to her.
The girl. Can you get a name?
Huh? Nah. Nah.
I miss Vegas.
Yo,
so
that
much.
4th of
so
July was rough.
The 4th of July was great. I've never been like really bad on 4th of July. I'm jinxing it. Today I'm going to be fucking terrible probably.
Yeah, I'm going to go to work and call out sick.
Keith went to go buy a big bottle of Jack. I was like, why?
Nope. I got to go home and get the Ciroc. I have Ciroc at home. For
do you?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Fuck. Wait, how big is it?
I got a big, no, not a handle. Like a, yo, I got a bottle.
Sorry.
But we need to go buy more beer. I'm out.
You bought one fucking... course, the banquet beer.
24 ounce.
Tall boy.
Oh my God.
Never too early to start drinking, huh? 10 o'clock, 11, 12.
Anyway, let's really quick do a reading here. We have MeUndies today.
I love
MeUndies. By the way, not kidding, right?
I felt yours.
A lot of people would just say this because like, oh, it's a sponsorship, whatever. But yo, they really are like the most comfortable fucking underwear I've ever had. No, I'm not going to give you a pair of them because they're mine.
They were like 30 of
them. I'm giving
them
away. No, every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal. I can't fucking read.
Wow.
A fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. So that explains why my balls feel like they're sitting in a nice cloud Or do you remember those little rabbit tail keychains back in the day? How soft they were?
No way.
They're not made from rabbit tail. They're made from this shit that I can't pronounce, but yeah.
I love those.
and if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. That's insane. By the way, great deal. The word asked, I can't say it.
Ask.
People get at me all the time because I say ask. Like ask.
Ask. I say ask.
I can't do it. Ask. It's too much, man.
Asked.
I can't do it. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Okay? Ooh. And they have really cool ones. I actually bought these like funky ass ones. They're called like Summer some shit. I don't even know. I probably made that name
Summertime
up.
Summertime Sadness.
Ooh, good song. Good song.
But yeah, they're mad comfortable. And they also have shirts. I got two shirts from them. These shirts are mad fucking soft.
I want everyone to see my MeUndies.
Good night, Davino. No one wants to see that shit, okay? Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 with a pair of MeUndies subscription plan. If you get the subscription or a single pair, get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/basement. That's MeUndies.com/basement for 20% off your first order.
Do it.
MeUndies/basement.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my own fucking code to get these.
No, you won't.
You know, they really are the most
comfortable. Gotta love a discount.
I got like four or five pairs.
I'll show you what four or five pairs look like.
They're great. You got to get the ones that are like the briefs, though. Because if you get like the tidy-whitey ones, I don't know how that is in there. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's...
boxers hurt when you go to the gym and run.
No, yeah, you can't do that. No. I have like 400 pairs of compression shorts.
Yeah,
I have like...
That's how you got to go for the gym.
Yeah. I can't wear the fucking boxers. They hurt. Everything's jumping around. It's like a bad party in my pants. You know what I'm saying?
Everything's jumping around.
Everything's just like, hey, man, what's up?
You ever have those boxers that have the button in the front, but the button just like opens and your dick just keeps sliding out?
Swinging left and right.
Dude, that's the worst
feeling. It
sucks
when I'm in the locker room changing in hockey. Fucking everything's just like, hey, man, what's up?
What's up? Everything's coming out. Yeah, just falling out.
But yeah, I gotta like make sure that shit's buttoned.
Not with compression shorts.
Yeah, I know.
Compression shorts are great. They just hold everything in.
I agree to never disagree.
It just mixes your... dick and balls together
and your
into
intestines
this one.
Everything's hugging. They're all best friends.
Yeah. And then when you take it off, everything's sweating.
My Johnson and
it's
Wells.
It's like free.
Yeah. No, it's bad. It's good and bad, you know. It has its ups and downs. What I wanted to talk about before, when we were talking about like drinking or whatever, is like the first ever like YouTuber meet and greet thing event shit that I ever went to.
The one in Philly?
I went to Philly.
My face.
Were you there?
Yeah.
The first one?
Girl asked me to sign her face. I said, what? Yeah, do it. Okay.
Does she know who you were?
I guess. I came downstairs to find you because I was napping. And no, you were napping and the rest of the crew was downstairs. And she was like, sign my face. I was like, why? Just do it. Okay.
It was crazy. Oh, no, that's not the first one. The first one I went to alone. But the first one that I went to, it was in Philly also. And I was like, I can't. Because like they're the
great
dumbest things.
Steaks.
Amazing.
They're really dumb. These things are so stupid. It's like... a bunch of these kids go on a stage and there's like thousands and thousands of screaming people. And like, I don't do anything that should be on a stage. Like I wasn't doing like a stand up act or anything like that. You know what I mean? So it's like a bunch of these kids just go out there and just talk to these girls for whatever, you know, time it is and they get off. And I was like, this is ridiculous. But I had no money and they were giving me like $500 to go. So I was like, fuck it. And I bought this fucking pipe bomb sized Ciroc bottle. And I was just drinking out of that, out of the bottle the whole time, right?
You were allowed to do that?
No. Oh. And,
yo, that's like your thing. You just drink out of the bottle.
Yeah. With Ciroc, it's bad.
Even in Miami, you're just
like
drinking out the bottles the whole time.
Yeah.
Joe, you need a cup? Nah.
I gotta. Because, yo, you know what it is? Like, the sweetness of chasers kills me.
Yeah, my stomach.
That's what gets you.
Yo, it's bad. Like, because, like, it's probably better, though. Because, like, I only stopped drinking like that because, like, remember that day we got a bunch of mimosas and like we were, our chests were burning from orange juice. So
I had a fishbowl yesterday and I was like, yo, this is terrible. Like it was good, got you a little fucked up, but the sugar was like, yo, my stomach hurts so bad. I don't know, it's old age.
Straight shots.
I don't know. It just felt like a fucking hole was burnt. Like someone was holding a magnifying glass in front of the sun and it was pointing right at my chest.
Yeah,
it
was bad.
It was fucking killing me. But at that show, I remember walking out from like, there was like this backstage area, like before you go on the fucking stage. And
you were the cool
I'm
guy,
drinking
huh?
out of the bottle and the guy who put together the whole show comes up to me and he goes, you know, you're about to go out in front of like a bunch of teenagers. And I was like, Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I do. What about when we walked into Philly with hookah pens in our fucking hats? Remember that?
I do.
Yo, dude, we shouldn't do this. This isn't good.
It's hookah.
Little girls crying. Oh, my God. Ah!
No, I think everyone assumes that I do like hard drugs.
No, drugs are bad. You know what I
mean? Because that's the thing. All those kids, they try to make this image that they're just like, they don't drink. They do this. But it's like, dude, that's not like realistic. True. Why don't you just be a person? Like, just be.
But you had to walk out there with a Ciroc bottle. Was that at least Barry?
I didn't walk out.
Oh.
Coconut.
I just had it backstage. I didn't walk out onto stage like some fucking alcoholic stepfather. God. Like,
Yo, remember, was it Blades of Glory? When Will Ferrell's in like that costume.
Yeah.
go out there like that. starts throwing up in his costume.
Yeah, he has it in his hand. And the guy's like, are you drunk? He goes, no, but this ought to do it.
That was a great
show up there like that.
Yeah, I didn't walk out there like that.
You were hammered, huh?
No, I don't know.
You remember the one that I went to with you in Philly and I was dehydrated and I died that day? I was sleeping because everyone was like, yo, he's mad drunk. I was like, yo, I'm not. I'm just really dehydrated. I didn't eat all day. You don't remember that?
I do.
Remember I came out looking for you and I almost fell off the side of the fucking building.
I remember that. And I remember like in the middle of the whole like meet and greet, I was like, I need to go. I need to go upstairs because I can't fucking like stand it.
It was bad.
Because the day before we like barely ate and we drank and then we had to wake up early and start this thing.
Yo, I slept on the floor, a hard floor. My ass was killing me, bro, from that hard floor. Pause.
I felt like I'm spread eagle right now. Both my legs are up on the table.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing over there. Oh, great socks, by the way.
You like these? Rangers, red, white, and blue.
There you go.
Yo, everything. You know what I'm saying? What are the boxers? What color are here? Red, blue, white, and gray.
Do what you got to do, bro.
You know, it's still close.
Enjoy your day.
I'm going to have a great day.
So
what are you drinking today? You're going to go liquor or you're going to go beer? What's up?
Straight beer. You guys got my Ciroc. I don't give a fuck.
We need Bud Heavies. The American Fly ones.
Yo, I need Budweiser's. Yeah, OD.
I hope they
Essentials.
Went. I gave Sammy and Keith my debit card. And I was like, just buy everything. I was like, guys, I have to come do this shit.
Can you bring me home to get the Ciroc, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened? Your feet don't work?
Yo, das. You just put the gun to my head and said, pull the trigger yourself, I guess.
Boss asked me to pick him up one time to bring him to the studio. I was like, yo, your feet don't work? He's like, yo, that's mad far. Even if they do work, that's like 2 miles away.
But this place is on, what is this, like 28th Street?
Yeah.
Boss lives on 81st. Nick's like, yo, your legs don't work?
Yo, that's bad. That's a brutal walk.
It's not too bad. Well, he was just.
I walked to your house today. It's gorgeous outside. I need some sunscreen.
It's fucking hot as tits.
Love it.
That's why I was wearing SPF 50 all the time in Vegas. Best decision I've ever made.
SPF 30. 30. Let's go. We need a tan.
Well,
here.
Wasn't it you or fucking? No, it was you. The last day, I was like, yo, I've been good. Like, I got like a good brown coat from the SPF 50 or whatever.
I was so black.
And I was like, I'm going to go 30 today because we're going to wherever we were going. Mm-hmm. This kid starts spraying 50 all over me and he goes, oh no, now I'll put 30 on. I'm like, yeah, you can't just mix and match.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, dude, you should see Ferg right now. He put on sunscreen probably from 10 feet away because there's like little droplets of like regular skin and then it's sunburned around it.
Oh,
it's
terrible.
His belly button, first of all, the line of sunburn starts like a centimeter below his belly button. So either he hiked up his fucking shorts or he fucked up somehow.
This kid is really, really white.
Yeah, he's really bad.
Yo,
and his fucking belly button is just like a circle, like a silver dollar around it. That's like totally fine. The rest of him is just red.
You'd never guess.
Irish.
But the worst place to get a sunburn is on your feet. Like where the tongue of the sneaker would be.
That's what he got too.
Yo, it is rough. I got it in Vegas somehow. I don't know how. We were in the pool and
that's
shit.
That's so random.
And yo, I couldn't put on socks. I was in so much pain. I came out the shower. I'm like, yo, why?
I guess because you're always bending that area too. So it's always like,
and when you walk and shit, yo, it's the worst one.
That's bad.
That and like your shoulders. I had to wear a button down one time for a wedding.
Oh,
it was like a destination wedding. I was like 13. I'll never forget this. And I just got a sunburn. And when I've had to put the button down and then the tuck's over, oh my God.
It's like
I was
rubbing on it.
Stiff
yeah.
the whole time. Yeah. It's rubbing. Yo, it's terrible.
Sunburn isn't a good friend.
Didn't like Styx get sunburned so bad he had to cut off his.
Remember we did that at Astoria Park. We had to cut off his tank top from.
It like stuck to his fucking skin.
Yeah, he was blistering. He was blistering really bad. He had like 2 degrees.
What's wrong with these really white people? They don't wear sunscreen.
I love how I tan. I love it.
Yeah, you me should, too.
Like, I also have a lot of sunspots on me, so I gotta go get that looked at. Yeah. My shoulders are spotted.
Today, this year, I did it good. Like, I'm a pretty good tan this year. But usually what I do is, like, I'll go out and just get fucking wrecked the first day. Just get completely sunburned.
Yep.
And then after that, I'm like, good. But this summer. Year, I, like, was, you know, sunscreening and shit. Now yeah. I don't have to do it anymore. Now we're good.
Nah, I love being tan.
I usually only put it on my face. Everywhere else, it's...
My nose gets all fucked.
Yeah.
Do you remember in Miami? Like, everyone got fucked up. The first time we went there, everyone was burnt the fuck up.
Bro.
It's like, oh, my God. The tops of my ears were brown. Yeah. I thought I had skin cancer.
That's another spot that's, like, underrated where you always forget to put behind your ears and then you get burned there.
Yeah. The tops of my ears were all fucking brown. The back of them was mad weird. It was weird. Dude, I was in the bathroom in the airport when we were going home. And I went to go wash, like, my hands. And I'm looking. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I see it on both. I'm like, yo, forget it. I have skin cancer. I'm dead. I got 10 days.
Nah, bro. What are these sunspots on me? I feel like I do. I got to get it looked at.
Let's hope not.
No health insurance.
You still don't have it? I thought you got it.
Fuck that.
Fuck that? I already got it.
I already got fined like $300.
Fined?
You get fined if you don't have health insurance. Shout out to Obama.
Isn't health insurance around that anyway?
No. Like,
it's like a monthly payment.
I know.
Depending on what kind of coverage you want.
I know Empire Blue Cross wanted like I think it was $5,000 before they cover me. I'm like, hurt.
They wanted $5,000 just to have?
Yeah. I was like, wait, but do I get covered when
it's
I go
like
to the doctor?
It's like you pay like a one-time fee. It's kind of like when you get season tickets in sports. You got to pay the... For real. You got to pay... It's like the PSLs to buy the rights to the seat.
I barely go to the doctor. I fucking drink coconut water, dick. I don't know what to tell you. Apple cider vinegar. You'll never get sick again.
That's good stuff.
Shit.
That is good stuff.
Right now, I feel like I have strep throat, but we're good.
I don't want to talk about that. Don't jinx it. Okay.
Yo, stop with the sicknesses.
If you fucking give me strep throat, I'll kill you.
Nah, bro. We're good.
My tonsils. Do you still have your tonsils?
No, I got those removed.
Mine are removed. You still have yours?
That. Yeah.
Yo, you're an idiot.
I did it when I was like two.
Yeah, same.
Two, 3 years old.
Actually, no, I remember when I got my tonsils removed. It was head hurt. Why aren't you on that?
I don't know.
Can you breathe?
I never got the chicken pox, by the way.
You're fucked.
Yeah, me too. Yo, they told me I am fucked because you could die when you're older and you get them.
Yeah, but like not now. Like if you get them and you sit in a corner in a closet, don't tell anyone, like you'll die maybe.
Yeah, I fiend to have chicken pox.
Here we go.
Why, just to get 1 week off?
I just got to know what it's about.
1 week off
from
work.
What's the hype?
You should see pictures. My mom had old pictures of me and Keith when we had chicken pox covered and just the most miserable faces.
That's the one where you're itchy, right?
Itchy. Everything's itchy. That's terrible. I couldn't even imagine that. But yeah, so my tonsils. And I have big ass tonsils, yo.
No, you have adenoids. That's what they're called. They're adenoids.
The fuck is that?
They're like the big balls in your throat.
It's like
That's literally what I have, probably, yeah.
Yo, do you snore?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Then something happened. Then you're fine. Keep.
Well, I feel like I lost weight because like when I was like 185, 86 at one point, and I used to snore, and then I lost like 10 pounds.
Then you're good.
Yeah, but I'm fine for the most part. When I get like sore throats, they fucking blow up.
Yeah,
and sore throats, it's hard to drink water and shit.
You should get him taken out.
I'm too scared.
You know you could go do it. I'll come with you.
What the fuck's that going to do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
They give you anesthesia. They cut them.
That's not what I'm worried about.
Anesthesia is no joke.
Nah, good sleep.
It's good stuff. No, but that's not what I'm worried about. It's scary. Like you have like a fucking week and a half of agony.
When you go under anesthesia, there's a risk of you not waking up when you're older.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm just saying, like, you know.
What does that mean?
When you get older, your body changes. And if you go into anesthesia, you could be in a coma if it doesn't work. If you don't have a good anesthesiologist, hey, big
yo, one. When I got my knee surgery and they put me under anesthesia, it was the craziest thing. I remember the dude that was doing it for me. He's like, oh, so you're like a sports fan? I was like, yeah, you know, I like football, basketball. He's like, oh, you play fantasy football? The kid was young. He was a young kid. It had to be like in his 30s. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, all right, so I'm going to put this mask over you. Tell me two names that I should start.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, all right. He's like, Keenan Allen, Alshon Jeffries. That's it. That's all I remember, yo. No joke.
They gave you the mask?
Gave me the mask, and I was out.
Nah, yo.
And then I woke up really late after. And my mom was like, oh, my God, my baby. I thought you were out.
My mom cried.
My mom was crying, too. I'm like, yo, I'm good. I was all, like, on meds and shit. So I was just like a zombie.
For you, they gave you the mask. When I went for my last surgery, they gave it to me through the needle. And my mom was in the room with me, and they were, like, count down from, like, 20. And I made it to 20. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You baited?
I was like, they're like, he's fighting the anesthesia. I'm like, I don't mean to. Like, what? And then all of a sudden, like, you feel like the tingleness go up your arm. And it's like, oh, I'm going to die.
I might be wrong, but I think it's called an epidural.
Yeah.
It's like the one that it goes into birth? Your back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They want it. It was either that or anesthesia. No. And they're like, oh, you could be awake for that, but you'll be numb from like the waist down.
No, don't do that.
It's like temporary paralysis.
They give that to women who are giving birth.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I want to be out. Like, yeah. I don't want to see.
You know, they put the tube down your throat while you're sleeping when they give you the mask. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because they want the anesthesia to stay in. So you don't wake up. It's pumping through your, like, yeah. You didn't wake up smelling that shit?
Dude, I woke up. I went in at 9. I woke up at my surgery was done at like 12:30. I woke up at 4.
Ooh.
Like, I was out. It was crazy.
You know, it was weird.
Yeah. I woke up from my surgery because I was still on the anesthesia. When I woke up, I was cursing at my dad. I was like, you fucking asshole. This is your fault. My dad was like, yo, shut the fuck up. Everyone could hear you. You're in the hospital.
For what?
I was like, fuck you. I don't want this. So the nurse came over and was like, it's okay. It's the anesthesia.
What did you do?
I had groin surgery.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
So as I was like cursing at him, she comes over and she does a little beep, 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 beep. And I was like, yo, you're a fucking knocked out. My dad was
nurse,
screaming.
Put him back under. Yeah. He's yelling again.
My dad was like, yo, shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you? People can hear you. There's a baby on the left side of you. I was like, fuck you. I was like, you know, I was like, but yo, when I woke up, I smelt the anesthesia and it's the worst feeling in the world. It's like, ugh.
Dude, I was such a mess when I woke up. I don't even remember smelling
anything.
They were
sticking stick of colors in my mouth to wake me up. Lick of colors. Remember the ice pops?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, Anthony, wake up. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, oh, give me that.
What are you doing? Oh, this is lovely. Thank you.
And graham crackers.
I'm too afraid, yo. I haven't ever been under like that.
You haven't been under the needle?
No. I had a root canal like when I was younger, and I had so much Novocaine because there was, yo, I used to be a nightmare. Like going to the doctor. Like, I hate throat cultures. You know when they have to stick the Q-tip in the back of your throat?
I gag. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, so I didn't like it.
I'm like, stop.
Literally, people are going to think I'm making this up, but literally, you ask my mom, my sister, anybody. They had 5 nurses holding me down. That's so they bad. Could try and do it. Because 2 of them came in and held my feet. Then there was 2 of them holding my arms down. And then there was 1 woman holding my nose so that I had to open my mouth to breathe. And I was holding my breath.
That's like torture.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yo, I had to do that for my baby cousin, Maria. My aunt was like, yo, hold her down. Like, you know, we were going to get her a blood test. And as I'm holding her, she's sitting on my lap and she's screaming. I was like, yo, I can't do this. Because she's going to remember that day me holding her down. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
She's not going to fuck with
you
at all.
Yeah, dead ass. So I was like, fuck you. Like, I'm out. And my aunt was like, yo, you're a fucking asshole. I was like, you hold there. I'm not touching her.
You know what was bad? I like swine flu. You remember when that happened?
Ooh.
With my high school, whatever.
Didn't you have it?
I don't think I did, but no. I had like a slight fever. I had like 100.2 or something like that. Oof. So me and Keith went to the doctor, and what they do is they take a long ass Q-tip and fucking shove it in your nose.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
This thing hit my. It had to have hit my brain because first of all, the thing was going, and I'm like, sorry. I don't know how this is. Like my nose is. I thought it was 1 inch like big. This fucking lady was following. As soon as it hits the back of whatever that is, my entire right side of my face felt like it was on fire. I was like, oh.
Did you sneeze too because of it?
Like a million times.
Yo, they did that to clear my sinuses from my allergies because I get really bad allergies. So I get shots also. And they put this like a Q-tip, but it had like a furry tip to it at the top. It was crazy. And yo, it went and I sneezed like the whole thing out. And I was just mad boogers and shit. Yo, it was gross, but then I could breathe through my
nose. You know what was bad? They wanted to give me a cortisone shot for my shoulder. So my uncle was like, yeah, it's a really small shot. I walk into the doctor.
It's fucking.
So I'm sitting there with my mom and I'm looking at him like, yo, I was like, he pulls out the needle and he pulls out the medicine. I was like, yo, that's going into my arm. And he goes, no, not this. That needle was 7 inches long and it goes all the way in. I was like, yo, fuck like you. Put the medicine back in the jar. My mom was screaming at me.
I was going to say that it's like the size of a pen because when they put the needle in my knee to drain the blood out of my knee. Because when I tore my ACL at first, they didn't know. They're like, yo, if we drain your knee and it's yellow or clear, then it's like a meniscus. But if it's red and it's, you know, it's blood, then it's an ACL.
Was it red and blood?
Yeah. And yo, the needle, like I'm not afraid. Too. Like when I get a blood test, I like to look. I like to see what's going into my arm.
I'm way but, yo, gone.
That thing, I was like, hold on, that thing is going to my knee. He's like, yeah. I was like, that like goes that's probably all out of my knee.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And they put it in, and then I was just like I looked at it, and then the moment it hit my skin, I had to look away because I'm like, yo, I can't see, like you said,
it's
7-8 inches going
Isn't it
into
thick too. It was pretty thick.
Yeah, because I had to draw blood.
Dude, my dad's like this big guy. He's terrified of needles. He will do anything not to have a needle, right? And he went sometime. Oh, he had punched a glass door when he was around, and one of the shards of glass hit him in the face and cut his lip like wide open, so he needed stitches.
Damn.
And he didn't want like Novocaine or whatever, but the guy's like, listen, it's your face and it's gonna hurt, and if you move I could, you know, damage it, so I have to give you this Novocaine so you don't move. And he's like, I don't want it. The doctor jabbed him through his shirt with the needle. Like in the chest or some shit.
And what'd he do? Whoa.
My dad just sat back and was like, he was terrified. He was like, oh,
what
my
about
God.
When we went fucking tubing in PA and I fucking broke my lip open?
Yeah.
Yo,
Espo's
parents were with me and they jammed that needle into my lip just to numb it. And I was like,
remember how he couldn't laugh? Anytime
he was trying to keep his face.
I was crying. We were laughing, and you were like, "Yo, are you crying or laughing?" And I was like, "Yo, I'm both."
Yeah,
and
like,
you
both.
Ran away laughing, like sprinted.
I felt bad. I didn't want to laugh in your face. I felt terrible.
I was that was the most painful thing. Espo and I had a picture. Yo, it was at least 2 inches, 3 inches wide of me ripping my lip open, and you saw a muscle, whatever the fuck is in there. It was wild.
Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here and go drink, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to sip.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Go enjoy your day. Don't drink and drive. Just drink and
walk.
Pass out.
And drink. Keep drinking. And that's it.
Call out sick.
Davino, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You already know. Ant Vino, everything. ANTVINO.
And Nick?
On Twitter, LamVM10. And the VM is for Veterans Minimum, sports podcast that we're a part of.
Nick is a part of with me and two other people. So if you're into sports, go check that shit out. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
Do it.